On board of the commander's skiff, Twilight faced her enemy. Basking in her triumph, Tempest told the story of the tragic events from her past, the story of how she lost not only her horn, but also her faith in friendship. When she was just a little filly, she chased a ball away from her friends into an Ursa's cave. The Ursa attacked and broke her horn, but did any of her friends care? No, they laughed and made fun of her just like all of the other ponies. The very memory made Tempest boil with rage. But soon she would deliver the last of the four princesses to the Storm King and have her horn restored.
Aww, the princess of friendship, with no friends, and no way out, chuckled Tempest, shutting the door behind her.
Friendship didn't fail me, whispered Twilight as she was left alone in the dark. I failed friendship. But Twilight's friends did not fail her. Rallied by Spike, the ponies teamed up with all of the unusual friends they have made on their journey. Together, they prepared a cunning plan. Accompanied by Kappa, they returned to Canterlot, dragging a huge cake behind them.
I got a delivery here for a Mr. the Storm King, Kappa told the guards. I was given explicit instructions to bring this here cake to this here castle's throne room.
The guards let him pass, but what they didn't know was that the cake was filled with something really dangerous.